ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. Before we start the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel, I would like to go back to the Mishnah before and Daf Mem Beis on Beis, which is the beginning of Perek Nigmar Hadin. In our Mishnah we find the following halacha: Nigmar Hadin Maitzian Oisei Vesoikoi Beis Haskila Hayachotza Beistin Shenemar Hoitze Es Hamekalo. Our Gemara asks the following kasha on our Mishnah: U Beis Haskila Chotza Beistin Hava Vesuloi Vatanya Beis Haskila Hayachotza Vesholesh Machanais. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, In Kidikamrit, Vahaditani Hachin Afkamina Dinafik, Beidina Vyasav Chotzer Shalash Machanes, Avdinam Besaskila Chotzer Basedin, Kihechi Doimischazi Basedin Reitzchin, Inami Kihechi Ditahavi Layatzola. Our Gemara goes on to ask Minani Mili. Our Gemara answers by bringing the following Tesefta, Titanarabon Haitias Amakala Mi Chotzer Machna Chotzer Gimel Machanes. Ata imra chotza gemo machanais, oi einoi ela chotza machana achas, neemar kan mi chotza machana, ven neemar beparman esrafin chotza machana, ma loholon chotza shosh machanais, af kan chotza shosh machanais. From the pashtus of our Mishnah and our Gemara comes out that there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha, that the Beis Haskila was chotza shosh machanes, and then there is another halacha that the Beis Haskila has to be chotza beistin. And this, that the Beis Haskila has to be chotza beistin, is either in order that the beistin should not look like a beistin shal reitzchim, or in order that the tahave lei hatzala. Now, as far as this halacha, that the Beis Haskila has to be chotza shosh machanes, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains that halacha, that the Beis Haskila has to be chotzo shosh machanes, is halacha that the Beis Haskila has to be chotzo ear. If the basin is the ear, then the Beis Haskila has to be outside of the ear. This, our Gemara says, chotzo shosh machanes is referring to Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is considered machane Yisrael. And the Afusa from Parim HaNesrafen, that our Gemara says, nemer kan mi chotzo machane, v'nemer beparim HaNesrafen chotzo machane, is referring to Yerushalayim, and it is a siman that one needs to yimitzi the Beis Haskila chutz l'ir. And this, that there is halacha, that the Beis Haskila has to be chutz l'ir, has nothing to do with kedushas machane Yisrael. That is how Rashi explains pshat and halacha of chutz l'shosh machaneis. On the other end of Tesis, we find that Tesis argues in Rashi, and Tesis explains that the entire halacha is this, that the Beis Haskila has to be outside Machane Yisrael. And since all Ayores HaMokafes Chayma have Kedushas Machane Yisrael, for that reason, the Beis Haskila has to be outside any place which is considered Machane Yisrael. So again, according to Rashi, the halach is that the Beis Haskila has to be outside the ear Sheyesh Ba Beistin. On the other end, according to Tesis, the halach is that the Beis Haskila cannot be in a place which has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. This, that Rashi argues on Tesis, is okay because Rashi understands that even an ear Hamukav Chima does not have Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Only Yerushalayim has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. And for that reason, if in the Yerushalmi one sees that the Beis Haskila has to be Chutzal Ir, even as far as other Ayaris besides four Yerushalayim, one clearly sees that the halacha of chutz l'shosh machanes has nothing to do with kedushas machane Yisrael. Tesis, on the other hand, understands that any ear hamukav chema has kedushas machane Yisrael. This machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, if an Iram Mukavchema has Kedushas Machane Yisrael or not, is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rash as well. In the Rash and Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, we find that the Rash says that the halacha that a Metzora is Mishtaleach outside an Iram Mukavchema is because an Iram Mukavchema has Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and since an Iram Mukavchema has Kedushas Machane Yisrael, for that reason, a Metzora is Mishtaleach Chotza Machane Yisrael. On the other hand, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnais argues, and the Rambam and Pirush Mishnais explains, this in a Metzora is Mishtaleach outside an Iram Mukavchema is based on the Pasuk of Badad Yeshev. So from the Rambam, one clearly sees that this that a Metzora is Mishtaleach outside Yerushalayim, and this that a Metzora is Mishtaleach outside an Iram Mukavchema are two separate halachas. There is one halacha that a Metzora is Mishtaleach outside Machane Yisrael, which is referring to Yerushalayim, and then there is another halacha that a Metzora cannot be in an Iram Mukavchema based on the Pasuk of Badad Yeshev. And for that reason we find that the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mihoches Bias Mikdash Hochaches says as follows, that a Metzora that is Nichnas into Yerushalayim is Chayim Malkes. On the other hand, if he is Nichnas into other Ayaris HaMukafes Chema, even though he is not allowed, if he should Nemar Badad Yeshev Eino Loike. In other words, the Lav of Metzora of Oyavay Al-Teich HaMachne is only referring to a place which is considered Machane Yisrael. Shar Ayaris HaMukafes Chema, which are not considered Machane Yisrael, for that reason, one does not have the Lav of Oyavay Al-Teich HaMachne, and for that reason, he is not Loike. All there is the Asay of Badad Yeshev. So again, from the Rambam and the Rash, one sees that the Rambam and the Rash argue, if an Iram Mukavchema has Kedushas Machane Yisrael or not, the Rash understands that an Iram Mukavchema is considered Machane Yisrael. On the other hand, the Rambam argues and the Rambam understands that an Iram Mukavchema is not considered Machane Yisrael, which is the Yisrael HaMachlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in our Sugya. According to the Mahalach of Tosfos, this one cannot have a Beis Haskila in Machane Yisrael is because of the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. Machmas Kedushas HaMokam, there is a halacha that the Beis HaSkila has to be outside a Mokam which has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. On the other hand, according to Rashi, the halacha that the Beis HaSkila has to be Chotzer Shalosh Machaneis is because the Beis HaSkila cannot be in the same ear as the Beis Din. The Beis HaSkila has to be away from the Beis Din, and if the Beis Din is in an ear, in order for the Beis HaSkila to be considered away from the Beis Din, one needs the Beis HaSkila outside the ear. In the Rambam, in Perek Beis Me'ochas and Hedin Ochagimel, we find that the Rambam says as follows, U'makim shahargim by Beis Din ha'yachotza Beis Din, v'rachik mi Beis Din, shenemar ho'yitzis ha'makalel o mi'chotza machane, v'yirali shi'arachik me'shisha milin, k'ma shahaya bein Beis Dinei shalmesha beinu shayofnei o'yomayr vein seif machane Yisrael. From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam explains this, our Gemara says, that there is a halacha of Chutzu Shosh Machanes with a different mahalach, and the Rambam explains that Chutzu Shosh Machanes is a certain amount of distance, and one needs to be marchik, the Beis HaSkila from Beis Din, the distance of Shosh Machanes. That is how the Rambam explains Pshat in our Gemara. But now one has to understand, according to the Rambam, how are we to explain Pshat in the Shavka V'tai of our Gemara? Again, our Gemara asks, "Ubeis haskila chutz a beis and hava v'suloi v'atanya beis haskila hayachutz v'shalosh machanais," which according to the Rambam means a certain amount of distance. According to the Rambam, the kash of our Gemara is this: that it is not enough that the beis haskila is just chutz a beis din, but rather one needs a certain distance between the beis din and the beis haskila, and one needs a distance of Shalosh Machanais. But if so, how are we to explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara that our Gemara says, in Kedika Amrit, V'hadik toni hachi nafkamina di nafik beidina v'yasev chutzu Shalosh Machanais, avdina beis haskila chutzu beisten ki eichi doi meschazi beisten reitzchen, inami ki eichi de tahavi layatzola. But still, how did the Gemara answer the Kasha? Chutzu beisten is not enough, but rather one needs a distance of Shalosh Machanais. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Rambam, one has to say as follows. This our Gemara says, Inafik beidina v'yasev chutzu Shalosh Machanais, avdina beis haskila chutzu beisten. Our Gemara means to say that the Mokim, Kviyas, Beisten, or Shalosh Machanes away from the Beis Haskila. Beis Din happened to go out Chutz or Shalosh Machanes, and they happened to be sitting B'derech Arai outside Shalosh Machanes. But that is not the Mokum Kavua for Yeshivas Beis Din. And even though the Mokum Kavua for Yeshivas Beis Din is Shalosh Machanes away from the Beis Haskila, but still there is another halacha as well. The Rav Dina Beis Haskila Chutz or Beis Din Keichid or Mischazi Beis Din Reitzchen Inami Keichid or Tavi Le'atzola, even though this is only the Yeshivas Arai of Beis Din. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and Ragamor according to the Shita of the Rambam. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains this, Ragamor says, Ki hechi do yoschazu beisim reitzchin, and ki hechi ditahavi le'atzola, Ragamor is coming to explain that for that reason one has to be marchik rochik mi beisim. The Beis Haskila cannot be next to beisim, but rather one has to be marchik beisim Beis Haskila merchak rochik. Tosis goes on to say that the Ikar Halacha, that the Beis Haskila cannot be actually in Beis Din, is based on the Pasuk of Hoitze Es HaMekalel, as Tosis proves from our Mishnah, that the Halacha of our Mishnah is referring to a Beis Din which is Chutz or Shalosh Machanes, and still there is Halacha that the Beis Haskila has to be Chutz or Beis Din based on the Pasuk of Hoitze Es HaMekalel. So from Tosis one sees that from the Pasuk of Hoitzei Es HaMekalel, we are now two halachas. There is one halacha, that the Beis Haskila has to be Chutz or Shalosh Machanes, and the Beis Haskila cannot be in Machane Yisrael. And then from the Pasuk of Hoitzei Es HaMekalel, we are now another halacha as well, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, that the Beis Haskila cannot be in Beis Din, but rather the Beis Haskila has to be Chutz or Beis Din. Now, how much of a merchak does one need between the Beis Haskila and Beis Din? Our Gemara says one needs a merchak rochik, ki heichidu yoschazi beisim reitzchin, and ki heichidu tahavi le'atzola. That is how Tosfos explains pshat in our Gemara. On the other hand, in Abinu Peretz we find that Abinu Peretz argues on Tosfos, and Abinu Peretz explains this, that there is a halacha of chutz beis din is not based on the pasuk of hoitzei es hamekalel, but rather it is based on the svaros of our Gemara, the yoschazi beisim reitzchin, and ki heichid tahavi le'atzola. So again, according to Tosfos, l'chira there are three halachas. One halacha is this, that the Beis Haskila cannot be in a place that has kedushas machane Yisrael. The second halacha is this, that the Beis Haskila cannot be in Beis Din. And then there is a third halacha misvara, that we have to marchik the Beis Haskila mi Beis Din a merchak rochik, ki heichid oyoschazi Beis Din reitzchin, and ki heichid tahave le'atzola. The first halachas are based on the pasuk of Hoitzei Es HaMekalel. The third halacha is based on the svara of ki heichi tuyoschazi Beis Din reitzchin, and ki heichid tahave le'atzola. Well, according to Tosfos, this that there is halacha the Amarachik, the Beis Haskila Merchak Rochik from Beis Din, is only a takanam d'rabbanim based on the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. But it is not halacha min ha-Torah. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, there are only two halachas. The first halacha is this, that the Beis Haskila has to be chutz or shalosh machanes, and then there is a halacha that the Beis Haskila has to be rochek mi Beis Din, based on the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. In Rashi, b'divar ha-mascho shenemar v'hitzi, one sees a Rashi explains like Tosfos, that from v'hitzi we went out, that the Beis Haskila cannot be in Beis Din. But so Rashi explains, this our Mishnah says, that the Beis Haskila was Chutz or Beis Din. Our Mishnah means to say that it was Chutz or Beis Din, Rochek mi Beis Din Tzas. This that one needs Rochek mi Beis Din Tzas is Ocher based on the Sforas that are mentioned in our Gemara. Ocher one can ask on Rashi, our Mishnah is handling the Ikra Din, that the Beis Haskila cannot be B'mokim Beis Din. This that one needs Rochek Tzas is not the halacha of our Mishnah, but rather it is a new halacha that one needs to be marchik mi Beis Din, a merchak tzas, based on this svaras of our Gemara. And therefore one has to understand what is pshat in this. Rashi mentions the halacha that one needs a merchak tzas in the halacha of our Mishnah. So from Rashi Ochir one clearly sees, Rashi understands that from the pasuk of Hoitzei Es HaMekalel Michutz La'ir one sees that one needs to be marchik the Beis Haskila from Beis Din. Now how much does one have to be marchik the Beis Haskila from Beis Din that is dependent upon the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. This Rashi understands that from the pasuk of Ahiti one sees that one has to be marachik to Beis Haskiel from Beis Din, and it is not enough if the Beis Haskiel is just outside Beis Din. Is Rashi Ushitase, who explains Pshat Nawacha v'chotzo shosh machneis, that one needs that the Beis Haskiel is chotzo ir. In other words, according to Rashi, the pasuk of Ahitze is coming to Mechadesh that one needs to be marachik the Beis Haskiwa from Beis Din. Now, in order to be considered that the Beis Haskiwa is meruchik mi Beis Din, it depends if the Beis Din is in an ear or not. If the Beis Din is in an ear, in order that the Beis Haskiwa should be considered ruchik mi Beis Din, one needs that the Beis Haskiwa is outside the ear. If the Beis Din itself is outside the ear, then one needs to be marachik a merachak tzas in order that the Beis Haskiwa should be considered rochek min ha-Beis Din. As far as the shear that one needs, in order to be considered rochek mi Beis Din, our Gemara explains that the shear is dependent upon the svaras that are mentioned in the Gemara. In the Ran we find that the Ran brings down the following machlekes, and the Ran says, Ika mandamer duhu adin ha-Beis ha-Srifa, ve-hereg ve-chenek, that need to be chutzah Beis Din. Then the Ran goes to bring other shitas who argue, and there are other shitas that hold that even though Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek have to take place Chutzah Beis Din, ki heichi do ahavi huatzola, but still one does not have to misak in a mokum kavua, v'beis ha-Sreifa, v'herig, v'chenek, k'moy b'beis ha-Skila. From the Ran one sees that the Ran understands the halacha of our Mishnah, that Beis ha-Skila hoya Chutzah Beis Din, that one needs a kfiyas makim for the Beis Haskiwa, and the kfiyas makim for the Beis Haskiwa has to be chutzah Beis Din. And the halacha of our Mishnah is not halacha as far as where skiwa has to take place, but rather it is halacha as far as the kfiyas makim of Beis Haskiwa. And for that reason, the Ram brings down a machlekes harishenim if this halacha applies to Srefa, Hereg, Vechenek as well or not. Do we say that one needs a kfiyas makim for Sreifa, Hereg, Vechenek as well? Or do we say that there is no halacha of Kfiyas Mokim for Sreifa, Hereg, Vechenek, but rather all one needs to do is to make sure that the actual Einish of Sreifa, Hereg, Vechenek only takes place Chutzah Beis Din? From the Ran it is Mashma that the Ran understands that there is a fundamental difference between the halacha of Chutzah Beis Din, which is learned out from the Pasuk of Ahoyte Asa Makalo, and the halacha of Chutzah Beis Din, which is based on the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. As far as the drasha v'hoitei es ha-makalo, v'hoitei es ha-makalo is mechadesh ha-kfiyas makim for the Beis Haskiwa. On the other hand, the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara are just svaras as far as where the einish of skila has to take place. But there is no halacha of kfiyas makim. Based on the Ran, one can go back to the Rambam that we mentioned before and explain Pshat in the Rambam as follows. They said according to the Rambam, there is halacha that one has to be marchik yashir shalosh machanais, is only halacha as far as the kfiyas makim of Beis Haskiwa. But let us say that the kfiyas makim of the Beis Haskiwa was chutz l'shalosh machanais. Our Gemara is mechadish that there is another halacha as well, that the actual einish cannot take place in Beis Din, ki heichi do yoschazi Beis Din reitzchin, and ki heichi de tahavi le'atzola. This that we mentioned, that there are two halachas. There is one halacha as far as the kfiyas makim of the Beis Haskiwa, and then there is another halacha as far as the einish haskiwa, where the einish haskiwa has to take place. So do we find in the Sefri in Parsha Shvach. In our Gemara we find that the makar of chutz v'shalosh machanais, and this that one needs Beis Haskiwa chutz v'Beis Din, is as Rashi and Tosis explain pshat in our Mishnah based on the pasuk of Hoytzei Asamakalo. In the Sefri, in Soif Parsha Shvach, we find that the Sefri darshins the pasuk of Yetziu Oisei Melamed Shekol Chai V'Misos Nerogin chutz v'Beis Din. But here one has to understand pshat in the Sefri. We already have the pasuk of Hoytzei Asamakal to teach us that the Beis Haskiwa is Mibachotz. So to explain Pshat in the Sefri, one can say as follows, that the Sefri is coming to Mechadesh an entirely new halacha, that from the pasuk of Yitzhu Isay one sees that besides for the Kfiyas Makam that will need to be Kaveya Makam for the Beis Haskiwa outside Beis Din, but from the pasuk of Yitzhu Isay we learn out that the Einesh has to take place outside Beis Din. And the Halacha V'Tzioisei applies to all Einshei Beis Din. All of the Dalamises have to take place outside Beis Din, based on the Pasuk of Yetzioisei. That is a Chir Pshat in the Sifri. So again, according to Tosfos, there are three halachas. There is one halacha that the Beis HaSkila cannot be in a Mokim which has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Then there is a second halacha that the Beis HaSkila cannot be in Beis Din. And then there is a third halacha that one has to be Marchik, the Beis HaSkila, be Beis Din based on the Sfaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. According to the Rash, in Teres Kainim and Abin Peretz, there are only two halachas. One halacha is this. That one has to be marchik chutzur shalosh machanais, and then there is another halacha that one has to be marchik the Beis HaSkila from Beis Din based on the svaras that are mentioned in our Gemara. And according to the Rash and Abin Peretz, the pasuk of Ahitze is only referring to the halacha that one needs chutz v'gimel machanais. Rashi understands that the pasuk of Ahitze is the makala is coming to mechadish, one has to be marchik a merchak between Beis Din and the Beis HaSkila. And the Beis HaSkila cannot be in the same ear as Beis Din, and so too, even if the Beis Din is Chotzir, but still one needs to be Marchik, a Merchak Tzas, between the Beis HaSkila and the Beis Din. According to the Shita of the Rambam, there is one halacha, as far as the Kfiyas Mokim Beis HaSkila, that the Kfiyas Mokim Beis HaSkila has to be chutzur shalosh machanes, and the Rambam explains chutzur shalosh machanes to mean a distance of shalosh machanes, and then there is another halacha as well, that the einish of skila cannot take place in Beis Din, and one has to be marchik between Beis Din and where the einish is being administered. In Ksuvas from him base we find the following halachas. Naira meirasa shizinsa seiko noisa pesach beis avia. Einu Pesach Beisav Soikun Oisal Pesach Shar Hoyerahi. Uvirshu Ba'akum Soikun Oisal Pesach Beis Din. In Tosfos and Ksuvos we find that Tosfos asks the following kasha. Kivan the Mestama Beis Din Lav Chutzur Shalosh Machanes Yasvi. Heichi Kamrocha Soikun Oisal Pesach Beis Din. What happened to the halacha that one needs Chutzur Shalosh Machanes? Tosfos answers the kasha by saying as follows, that by Irshu Ba'akum Batla Kedushas Hekev Chayma, and therefore one does not have to imitate your Chotzel Chayma, the Chayma command the Leisa. Tosfos in his Teretz is going with Shitasi in our Sugya, that the Alacha, that the Beis HaSkila has to be Chotzel Shalosh Machaneis, is dependent upon Kedushas Machane Yisrael. And therefore by an Irshu Ba'akum, one does not have Kedushas Machane Yisrael. For that reason, there is no halacha that one has to be marchik the Beis HaSkila outside the ear. But now one has to understand, according to the Shita of Rashi, and according to the Shita of the Rambam, we understand that Chutzur Shalosh Machane has nothing to do with Kedushas Machane Yisrael. If so, there should be halacha of Chutzur ear, even by an ear Sheruba Akum. So to answer this kasha, one can say as follows, that as far as the skila of Naira Mayasa, Rashi and the Rambam understand that there is no reason why the skila should have to be Mechutzliir. The entire halacha of this, we are marchik, is based as skila chutzul shosh machanais, which according to Rashi means Chutzliir, and according to the Rambam it means a certain distance, is only as far as the kfiyas mokim of the Beis HaSkila. By Naira Meirasa, we are not discussing the Kfiyas Mokim of the Beis HaSkila, but rather we are discussing the Einish of the Naira Meirasa. And the Einish of the Naira Meirasa does not have to take place in the Mokim Kavua for the Beis HaSkila. And therefore, by an Irshu Ba'akum, that there is no halacha of a Pesach Shar Ha'ir. For that reason, the Skila can take place al Pesach Beis Din. This Atosis asks the Kasha on the Braisa and Ksuvis, that how can we be Soiko al Pesach Beis Din, because Tosfos understands that the halacha marchikin chutzur shalosh machanes is halacha in Einesh Skila, that the Einesh Skila cannot take place in a Mokim which is Kaddish b'Kedushas Machane Yisrael. And therefore, even as far as the Skila of Nari Mirasa, we should say that the Skila has to take place outside the ear. In a Benyena in our Sugi, we find that Benyena answers Tosfos' Kasha and Ksuvos as follows. And a Benyena says that the reason why by Irshu Ba'akum we are Seikon Oisal Pesach Beis Din is because since the ear is Ruba Goyim, for that reason it is considered Machane Goyim. V'chayr, one can exclaim pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina with one of two ma'alchem. Either one can exclaim pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina means to say that since the ear is ruba goyim, for that reason one does not have kedushas machane Yisrael, it is not considered machane Yisrael. And therefore one does not have kedushas machane Yisrael. Or one can explain that Rabbeinu Yoina understands that halacha v'chutz v'shalosh machane has nothing to do with kedushas machane Yisrael. And even the Rabbeinu Yoina agrees that Pe'ir Shuba'akamu does not have Kedushas Machane Yisrael. But still, the halacha of Chutz v'Shalosh Machane is dependent upon this, that the Machane is considered Machane Yisrael, and one does not need Kedushas Machane Yisrael. And for the reason Rabbeinu Yoina has to explain, that Pe'ir Shuba'akamu does not have Machane Yisrael, and for that reason she is Neskelas al Pesach Beis Din. That is another malach with which one can explain Pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina. Based on this malach, we find that the Achrinim say that one can answer the following kasha in the Mishnah in Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. We find that the Mishnah says that an ear mukaves chima has an extra kedusha over shar yoris. With this, that a mitzvira is mishtaleach outside an ear hamukav chima. But here one can ask, why did the Mishnah say in other maila that an ear mukav chima has al shar yoris? As far as this, the beis haskila cannot be in an ear hamukav chema, even though a beis haskila can be in other ayores that are not mukav chema. So according to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yoina, one can explain that since this, that a beis haskila cannot be in an ear hamukav chema, has nothing to do with kedushas machane Yisrael, but rather it is dependent upon this, that it is considered a machane shel Yisrael. For that reason, it is not included in the eser kedushas which the Mishnayos and Kelim are discussing. The Mishnayos and Kelim are only discussing halachas which are dependent upon Kedusha. That is how one can answer the Kasha according to this Mahalach Beshitas Rabbeinu Yoina. But now one has to understand, according to Tosfos, who explains that halacha of Chutz L'Shosh Machnes is dependent upon Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and for that reason by Rav Akum, that one no longer has Kedushas Machane Yisrael, one can even make a beis haskila in an ir hamukav chema. If so, why did the Mishnah and Kelim mention that ir hamukav chema is kaddish over other ayores? With this, one cannot make a beis haskila in an ir hamukav chema. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Mefarshim say that even according to the Shita of Tosfos, this halacha, one cannot make a beis haskila in a machane Yisrael, is not dependent upon Kedusha, but rather it is dependent upon this, that it is considered a machane Yisrael. Just Tosfos understands that in order to consider the makim as a makim which is a machane Yisrael, one needs that the makim was in skadish v'kedushas machane Yisrael. Otherwise, there is nothing being kaveh the makim as a machane Yisrael. But again, the halacha that one cannot have a beis haskila of a machane Yisrael is not based upon the kedusha of machane Yisrael. The kedusha of machane Yisrael is just a chetimtza that the machane should be considered a machane Yisrael. And for that reason, when the Mishnah in Kelim discusses the maila of an ir hamukav chema over other ayores, and it has added kedusha over other ayores, the only example that the Mishnah in Kelim gives to prove that it has added kedusha over other ayores is this, that a mitzvah is mishtaleach outside an ir hamukav chema. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara darshins a pasuk vayirgamu oisay oven, and our Gemara darshins from the word oven shemeis be'even achas yotza. And our Gemara goes on to say ve'itzrich hamichtav oven ve'itzrich hamichtav avonim. By the makoshish, the pasuk says avonim. The cause of achmona oven havamina heichado meis bechado inaisi achriti hamichtav. The cause of achmona avonim. Because Achmona Avonim have a mina meikor naisi tarti kos of Achmona Oven. B'chir, one can ask the following shayon our Gemara. What was the hav mina of our Gemara? The kos of Achmona Oven. Hav a mina heichad ameis bachado naisi achvini umiktule. In the Gemara later on that from him, basically find that the Gemara says the following halacha. Minayin chemiata yochal amisai b'misa ksubabai. And therefore, even if he was not maced by Seoven, but still there is halacha of b'chol misa shata yachol amisai. And therefore, what is pshat in this, our Gemara has a tzad, that he cast a bachmana oven, v'y naisi achriti umiktulei. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, one can explain pshat in our Gemara based on this, how we find in Tosis and Makis naf beisim and aleph, that Tosis and Makis naf beisim and aleph explains, that besides for a tzeach, by all other chayove misais beisim, if one cannot be memes, then one can only be memes be'echad midalid misais beisim. One cannot be memes in a misa which is not echad midalid misais beisim. For example, if one was chayev skila, and they cannot be memes him b'misa skila, they are still memes him with sreifa, hereg, and chenek, but they cannot be memes him with any other misa besides for echad midalid misais beisim. Well, chayre pshat in this, that even though one cannot be memes him in misa ha-ksuvabay, but still one can memes him with echa midalan misa is based in, but not any other misa, is because someone is mechuyev misa, is mechuyev echa midalan misa is based in. And really his chayre misa includes all dalan misa is based in. All dalan misa is based in are considered one misa. Just as a din, the chatchila one is mechuyev to memes him the misa ha-ksuvabay. But if one cannot be memes him in misa aksuvabai, then one will be memes him with echad midalan misa is based in. And therefore, our Gemara is a havamina, that heichad oimeis b'chad oinaisi achriti omiktulei, since by bringing achriti omiktulei, it will not be niskayim the din of skila. One can only be memes him with echad midalan misa is based in. And in order to be memes him b'skila, one needs that he was meis b'chada. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tosfos. In the Rambam, on the other end, the Parakadal Meochas and Hedon Ochaches, we find that the Rambam argues on Tosfos, and from the Rambam it is mashma, that this halacha, that if one cannot be memes him in misa aksubai, one is memes him with other misas, includes all other misas, even besides for the dalad misas based in. Which is a chira, the Rambam, which Shitasi, who understands, that the Dalad Misas based in are four separate mitzvahs. And we do not consider the Dalad Misas based in as one Misa, but rather we consider the Dalad Misas based in as four different Misas. And therefore, if a person is Mechuyiv Skila, he is only Mechuyiv Skila. He is not Chai Misas based in, just as a mitzvah to be Seikal him, but rather he is only Chayiv Skila. And if we find that there is halacha that one cannot be memes him in misa aksuvabai, one is memes him with other misas, then there is no difference between any of the other dalan misas based in and any other misa. And for the reason the Rambam says, that mishamar al nafshe bo yochu based in lesser oisa yad shem yisu ba misa shuchayba, hargin oisa yada b'chom misa sheyachilnu hamis oisa yba. According to the Rambam, one has to understand, if so, what is pshat in this, our Gemara says, Ikas v'chmona oven havamina heichad oimeis b'chad oinaisi achriti omiktulei. What happened to the halacha, that amein ato yochol amisa hemisa aksuvabai, ato meimise b'chol misa shato yochol. So to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the sheet of the Rambam, one can explain pshat in our Gemara with one of two mahalchim. The first mahalch is by saying this, our Gemara says, because v'chmona oven havamina heichad oimeis b'chad oinaisi achriti omiktulei, our Gemara does not mean to say that we will not be memes him, but rather our Gemara means to say that will not be neskayim by din skila, and we still have the opportunity of being mekayim by din skila. By neisi avonim achirim will not be neskayim din skila, but rather we can go and take him back to the base haskila and throw him off the base haskila again and then be seikel him. He'll be neskayim by the pasuk of oven. For that reason, we need the pasuk of avonim to teach us that we can bring achriti with miktulei, and it'll be niskayim by din skila. That is one mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. Another mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam, is based on the following mahalach b'shitas Rambam. The Rambam says, Mishamar al nafshe bo yochu beisen ul oisvei ad shem yisu ul b'misa shuchay bo hargen oisvei de b'chol misa shechen ul amisai, me'achar shenigmar dinai. The Rambam goes on to say, Bamed dvor mamurim b'shar mechuyav emisa space in chutz meri tzayach. Avo hirig nefesh, shenigmar dinai, roit fin achar b'chol davar v'yad kol odam ad shem emisa noisai. As we find the Kesem Mishnah asks, by all Chayvim Mises, the Rambam says, that Hargan Oisei B'chol Mises She'chon O'Hamas Oisei. And therefore, what is the Chiddush of Ritzeach? The Rambam says, Chutz Min HaRitzeach, that by Ritzeach Reitvin Achare B'chol Dover. So to explain Pshat B'shitas HaRambam, we find a number of Mahalchim. One of the Mahalchim we find, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Rambam, is as follows. That there is a fundamental difference between all other Chayvim Mises Beis Din and the Ritzeach. As far as all other Chayvim Mises Beis Din are concerned, that Halacha V'meina Tayocho La Misa V'Misa Aksuva Bai, Shata Misa B'chol Misa Shata Yocho, is based on the drasha of Ubiyarta Rami Kirbechas Teisus and Makas Nam Beis Menal brings down from the Teisafta. On the other end, the Makor by Ritzeach is from this that the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas HaRitzeach. And there is a tremendous difference between these two halachas. As far as the Ritzeach is concerned, it was in Schadish and Mois Yumas HaRitzeach, that is his din. His din is that he is Chayev Kol Misa Shata Yochel HaMisai. On the other hand, as far as all other Chayvim Misas based on are concerned, they are only Mechuyev the Misa Ksuva Bahen. This, that there is halacha, of a meinata yochel a misa and misa ksuva by shatmei misa b'chol misa shatmei yochel is only because we have a din to be mevar haro mikirbecha. And in order to be mevar haro mikirbecha, there is a locha of atmei misa b'chol misa sha'ata yochel. But his din remains that he is only mechuyev the misa ksuva by. In the chuyev the nafkamina is as follows. If for whatever reason we cannot be meimis him the misa ksuva by, we have the ability to be oyser oyser beveisa asurin, then as far as the Ritzeach is concerned, we also we may miss him with other misais, since that is his din. He is mechuyev in all misais, and he is mechuyev in any way which one can be may miss him. On the other hand, by shar chayvei misas beisin, that the entire halacha is halacha of v'yarta arami kerbecha, for that reason as long as we can be oyser him eves ha'asurim, we will be oyser him eves ha'asurim till we have the opportunity of being able to carry out the misa ksuvabai, and we will not be memes him b'chol misa shabailam. Since again, by shar chayvei misa spesin, the entire halach is based on uviar taromi kerbecha. And as long as we have the ability to be oyser eves ha'asurim, one does not have the halacha of uviar taromi kerbecha. And therefore, as far as our Gemara is concerned, based on the pasuk of Avin, I would have said, but so as long as you have the ability to be oyser v'sasurim, we will not be memes him b'shar misais. For that reason, when he's a drasha of Avonim to Mechadish, they'll know that by bringing in Avin Achriti is to a kiyum din of skila. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. In Taisus, we find that Taisus asks the following kash on our Gemara. Taisus asks, v'hadach sev yara edim tia bai b'rishayna. Hava amina dani mili heicha da isa o evan kayemes, avam nevda inof o yam hava amina da inai si achriti. In the Arama we find that the Arama explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara says, heicha da mis b'cha da inai si achriti and mikti our Gemara means to say, kigain che nos na eid arish na libe voy meis, v'chazer eid ashenim nos na libe voy meis, ur gamu ba kol eid voy meis ba, eimo inai si achrini sa v'niktalei. In other words, as far as the Ma'aseh Skila itself is concerned, the Ma'aseh Skila was done by the Edim and the Am. But the Ma'aseh Skila was done by the Edim and the Am with one Evan. But if after the Edim and the Am use the same Evan, the Evan was not enough to kill him, then there is a tzad of Oynaisi Achriti Umiktalei. According to Yarama, the Havmin of our Gemara, the Kas Achwana Oven Havamina, Heichalei Meis Vachad Oynaisi Achriti Umiktalei, our Gemara means to say, if the Edom and the Am carried out their din skila, was not made, we should not be may miss him. On the other hand, Tosfos and his Havmina understands that the Havmina, because of Rachmana Oven, our Gemara means to say that there is only one chance he may miss him, and the entire chance he may miss him is with the first Zrikas Oven. And for that reason, Tosfos asks, what happened to the pasuk of the Edom Tia by Rishayna Vegoimer? Tosfos answers his kasha by saying, Have Amina Dani Mili Heicha da Isa Evan Kayemes, Avam Nev da Inofo Yam Have Amina da Inai Si Achrini. In other words, Taisus answers his Kasha by saying that had the Pasuk only said Oven and not said Avonim, I would have said that the entire halacha is this, that one can only use one oven. One cannot use more than one oven. And therefore, if something happened to the first oven, one cannot use another oven. But that oven can be used numerous times. So again, according to the Ramah, the Mahalach in the having of our Gemara is this. Our Gemara means to say that once everyone took part in the Maisa of Skila, then we will not be mevi even achriti v'niktale. And therefore, after Yad Eidim Tiebai Birushena and the Gemur Kala'am, one can no longer be soikal him. For that reason, he's a pasuk of Avonim Timachadesh, that even after everyone took part in Skila, but still, there is Alacha of Skila. That is according to the Mahalach of the Aramah. According to the Mahalach of the Havamina of Tesis, our Gemara means to say that there is only one opportunity to do Skila after the first aid was Reigem Oisei Ba'avonim. And if he was not Meis, he will not be maybe in other oven to do Skila. Tesis in his Teretz understands Pshat and the Havamina of our Gemara. Is this what our Gemara means to say? That there is only a halacha of one oven and not more than one oven, but that one oven can be used numerous amounts of times. Now, one has to understand Bishoma according to Tesis, who explains that the having of our Gemara is this, that one can only use one oven and not more than one oven. For that reason, from the word Avonim, we can learn out that one can use more than one oven, and one is not mitzumtzum to only using one oven. But if we are to understand, like the Shita of the Ramah, that the Shakra Vataya of our Gemara is a Shakra Vataya. If after everyone carried out their din skila, if there still is Alacham Naisi Achriti Venishkale, if so, how are we to understand Pshat Nedrash of Avonim? Where does one see in the Drash of Avonim the Naisi Achriti Venishkale? So to explain Pshat and Gemara according to the Ramah, one has to say as follows, that the Havmin of a Naisi Achriti Venishkale is not because everyone carried out their din skila, but rather Pshat and our Gemara is as follows, that since the Evan that was in Siachet to carry out the din skila is not royal with skila, Havamina doinai siachriti v'niktale. We cannot go and bring another Evan to carry out skila, but rather we can only use the Evan that was in Siachet for this skila. For that reason, the Pasuk of Avonim is coming to Mechadish, that if there is something wrong with the first Evan, was a Siachet for Skila, we have the ability to bring in other Evan. And for that reason, the Halach will be that we will be Ma'isi Achrini V'niktale. According to this Mahalach, the Divrei HaYadamah comes out, that both Tesis and the Yadamah explain that the Havmin of our Gemara is this, that one is Meshubid to only use the original Evan. Whichever Evan was a Siachet for the Skila is the only Evan that can be used. One cannot go and bring in other Evan. And for that reason, Tesis explains that if something happened to the first Evan, one cannot go and bring in other Evan. The Aramah explains that if we revere that the Evan is not royal with Skila, but still we cannot go and bring in other Evan. And for that reason, one needs a Pasuk of Avonim Chadesh, that Naisi Achrini V'Niktale, and we are able to bring in other Evan. According to the Aramah, one can say, this, our Gemara is a Havmin of a Naisi Achriti V'Niktale, which Aramah explains, is referring to after everyone carried out their din skila, is either because, till everyone carried out their din skila, it is Pashat that a Naisi Achrini V'Niktale, since the Evan still might be Roy to be Mekayim by din skila, that is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Aramah, or one can explain Pshat in the Aramah, that as long as not everyone carried out their din skila in the same Evan, each person has a right to use different Avonim. For example, the first aid can use one Evan, the second aid can use different Avonim, and then the Am can use a third Evan. And each of those Avonim will be considered the Evan, the one is Siachid, Lekiyum din skila. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Aramah. But from this, our Gemara darshens from Avonim, that we will say Naisi Achrini V'Niktale. From there one clearly sees that the Havmin was only one Evan, and this that one needs, that everyone carried out in that Evan there din skila, is only because otherwise it is Pashet, though Naisi Achrini V'Niktale, since that Evan still might be royal skila. Now one has to know, why in the Aramah explain like Tesis, that the Havmin of Naisi Achrini V'Niktale is referring to a case that the Evan got lost. So to explain Pshat in the Aramah, okay, one can explain Pshat in the Aramah with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat in the Aramah, that in such a case it is pashet, that we will be naisi achriti, since we are only meshubet to the original Evan, as long as the original Evan is still here. If the original Evan was lost, then it is pashet that we will be naisi achriti v'niftulei. That is one mahalach, that one can explain pshat in the Araman. Other mahalach, with which one can explain pshat in the Araman, is by saying that as far as such a case is concerned, even after the drasha of Avonim, we will not be able to be naisi achriti. Since that Evan is an Evan haroi l'skila, even after the drasha of Avonim, we are meshubit to use that Evan. This are we darshan from Avonim. We are naisi achriti v'niktoi is only because it was inspired that the original Evan was not an Evan haroi l'kiyam din skila. But as long as the original Evan is an Evan haroi l'kiyam din skila, just something happened to the original Evan. For example, if we lost the Evan, but still the original Yichud is still considered a Yichud, and for that reason, even after the drasha of Avonim, we will not be able to use another Evan. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in this, that the Aramah does not explain Pshat nor Gemara like Tesfis. Now getting back to the Shita of the Rambam, as he mentioned before, the Shita of the Rambam is this, that we say, that Heicha Shi Atayacho Amisei V'Misa Ksuvabai Atayacho Amisei V'Chol Misa, even with other Mises, they are not Echa Midala Mises Beistim. As we ask the Chari, if someone has to understand Pshat and the Havmin of our Gemara, they are Naisi Achriti V'Niktalei. Why is that worse than Shar Mises? Bechira, according to the Pirush of Tesis, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam as follows. As we find in the Rambam explains that this halacha of Heicha Shiatayachal Amisai, Atamei Misai B'chol Misai Shatayachal, but still one needs Yad HaEdim Tiyah B'Rishayna Amisai, and the Edim are the ones who are Meimisim B'chol Misai Shatayachal. And therefore one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that I would think after the Edom were Seikuim with an Evan, and he was not Mace with that Evan, then now is the turn of Yad Ko'am Ba'achrina. Since something happened to the original Evan for that reason, we cannot be Mekayim the din of Yad Ko'am Ba'achrina. Either because there's Alacha, that Skiwa can only take place with one Evan, or there's Alacha that one can only use the Evan that was in Sachet for this Skiwa. And therefore, even though there is halacha b'chol misa shatayachal amisai, we are allowed to imemis him, but still that halacha only refers to the edim tia by b'rishayna. Only the edim have a right to imemis him b'chol misa shatayachal. And therefore, we will not be able to mekayim b'yad kala'am b'achreina. For that reason, he's a pasuk of Avonim to mechadish, that one can mekayim b'yad kala'am b'achreina with other Avonim. And we do not have to come on to the halacha of B'chol Misa Shatayacho, which we mechayev only the Eidim themselves, he may miss him. That is another mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam, according to the Pirush of Tesis. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the following Shaila Bar Mine Ravacha Bar Huna Mine Rav Sheshes, Amar Achad Mina Talmidim Yeshui Lamed Olav Eskos Mishtatek Mahu. We find that Rashi explains Pshat in the Shaila as follows. Rashi explains, Mi Omer lo yishtatek, have a mamesh bedvar v'tzorach lister es adin, ula havi dayonim acheir mornat. From Rashi one sees, that Rashi explains Pshat in the Shaila of our Gemara as follows. That the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila, if we are seis of the din, we have to bring dayonim acheir in order to pass in the din. From the Rambam in Parakion Mihochas and Hedinoch Gimel, and so too from the Arimad is Mashma, that they explain Pshat and the Shaila. Of Avacha Bar Huna is this, Avacha Bar Huna as a Shaila. If the Talmud who said Yeshu Lamed all his chos and ishtate counted as one who is Mezaka or not, that is how the Rambam and the Arimad explain Pshat and the Shaila of Avacha Bar Huna. Now getting back to the Shita of Rashi, okay, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is it sad? That we should be so yisur the din. So to explain Pshat, According to the Shita Rash, we find that the Rana explains as follows. That the Shavar Gemara's Oshayo, do we say, Shemo Yukun Reines Dvar Vesoy Sirin Hadin Oiloi? Do we say that maybe had he said his tam, everyone would have agreed to his tam, and therefore we should be Soy Sir the Din? That is how the Rana explains Pshat and Rashi. But if someone has to understand as we find that the Chamer Vechaye and the Sanhedrin Ketane ask, if so, how does it help to bring other Dayanim? Just like as far as the original Dayanim we say, that maybe had they heard his tam, they will mask him to his tam, that Ochir should apply to other Dayanim as well. And therefore the only option should be is to be Seisir his din completely. But bringing other Dayanim Ochir should not help. So to explain Pshat, according to the Shita of Rashi, Ochir one has to say as follows, that the Talmud who said, Yeishui Lamed Ovschos Nishtatek, is considered part of Beis Din. And he is considered part of Beis Din, and he is being Mezakeh. And the halach is that whoever is considered part of Beis Din, in order for us to say, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, one needs each Dayan explained his tam, and the Rav of the Dayanim were Chilek on that tam. And only then will we say, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, that the Rav is Mevarer, that the Emes is with the Rav. And therefore we will say, that by the Talmud there was Nishtatik, since he never explained the Tam for this that he is being Mezakeh, since he is considered part of Beis Din, and he never explained his Tam, we will not be able to say Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, and since we will not be able to say Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, for that reason the only Eitzah is to bring other Dayanim. That is Ochira, how one can explain Pshat B'Shitas Rashi. But Ochira one can ask, as we find in our Gemara asks, and our Gemara answers by saying, Ha Samway Ka'omar, Ha Cha Ka'omar. From our Gemara it is mashma, that as long as Beis Din knows that there is someone who is Mezaka, even Echad V'Soyf Ha'olam, that itself is a reason for us to say that by Nishtatik, still we cannot be Mechayiv, since there is Echad V'Soyf Ha'olam who we know about who is being Mezaka, and if so as far as our Gemara, that Echam and Atamidim was Nishtatik, that should affect other Dayanim as well. Since Hakomer, we know that there is someone who was Mezakeh. So, according to Rashi, one has to explain Pshat in this Argamar, says Hakomer. Argamar does not mean to say that we happen to know about someone who is being Mezakeh, but rather Argamar means to say Hakomer, that the Talmud is a Faneinu, and since he is a Faneinu and Hakamer, that he is being Mezakeh for that reason, he is considered part of the Beis Din. And in order to mevatel his Deya of being Mezakeh, one needs to hear his Tam, and one needs for us to be able to say, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, as far as this, that he argued on his Tam. That is Achiyah, the Mahalach B'Shitas Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.